morning, everyone. It's approximately 9 a.m. on Thursday. No, it's not. It's approximately 9 a.m. on Wednesday, June 5th. This is the time for Utah State Tax Commission Special Commission meeting. I'm Commissioner Bruce Johnson. With me is Commissioner Darcy Dixon, Commissioner Michael Cragen, and Commissioner Robert Pirro, and our Executive Director, Barry Conover. Our Executive Assistant, Krista Johnson, is keeping us honest. This is the time scheduled for public comment. I don't see any members of the public who wish to address the commission at this time. So we'll go on to the approval of the minutes. Commissioner Dixon, did you?
I move approval of the minutes.
Commissioner Dixon had made some careful edits, so I wanted to make sure she was okay with them.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it was our executive assistant did a great job just being so precise about a very long meeting with the issues. And so I was just reviewing it one more time, and I think she did a great job. So
thank you. Any further discussion to that motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Those minutes will be approved. Those are the minutes of Thursday, April 11th. Item number four on our agenda is to approve submission of proposed rules. Commissioner Cragen?
Thank you. We have before us a proposal to repeal section R877-23V21. And the reason for that repeal is because the legislature in its 2013 general session adopted Senate Bill 196, which enacted superseding regulations for the automated license plate reader system, recognition system, excuse me. And so I would propose that we submit this proposed rule to the Division of Administrative, no, that's not, yeah, the Division of Administrative Rules for publication in the Utah Bulletin. And then we'll have a public comment period and can come back in about 45 days to take further action. So that's my motion.
Are there any questions for Commissioner Cragen?
No.
Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That motion is approved unanimously. Our next item is the Executive Director's report.
Oh, it's always always good to hear from the Executive Director, right? Hey, we will be meeting on the 17th of June with you folks and with a consultant, be looking at the old hearing room. And we are going to try to refurbish that old hearing room to bring it up to modern technology so that those that will appear in hearing will not have to bring all of their own equipment to make their presentations. So what we'd like to do is, I think it's already been scheduled for you folks, commissioners to attend. We'll have Mr. Bice, I think it is, Michael, will come in. He'll kind of go over the whole issue with us, show what his recommendations will be, and then we'll work on implementing those recommendations. He is a consultant that the courts have used in the past. So I think that'll be a good thing, not only for all the hearings, but for the public themselves and having a good hearing and recording system. One other thing I just wanted to say, I want to thank Charlie Roberts for the exceptional work that he did last week dealing with the situations that we had to face last week on the motor vehicle. And he worked tirelessly and he got things correct and he made a good representation and he stated the facts. And I was very pleased to work closely with Charlie. And I know that many of you folks, as the commissioners, also did as well. And I want to thank you for the support there as well. I think things are on level ground now.
Just to clarify for anyone who may be listening to the record, a few months ago, We had an employee of the Motor Vehicle Division who accessed information that she was authorized to access, but she accessed it for an improper purpose and used it for an improper purpose. And when that came to light, she was terminated, as is our no tolerance practice for things like that. That later became public through some investigations in connection with an arson. And so that was what that related to. But the Tax Commission and various folks acted promptly and properly when that came to their attention.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You know, it's no matter what security you have, if the folks inside don't follow the guidelines, the rules, the issues, you have a weak spot. And so we tried to plug that weak spot as soon as we became aware of it, and done other things to accommodate that as well. So just want to thank Charlie for his good work. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, in a similar vein, let me note that yesterday we had a little breach of security. We had a person who was authorized to be here but didn't have the proper identification. So this person tailgated someone into the secure portion of the building, and that was reported, and our MVD folks did an immediate search of the building and located the person. And it was just an embarrassment, I think, a little bit for that person, but it was a good reminder to all of us that we need to be vigilant. And I was very pleased to see that people were on their toes, and that people who didn't recognize that individual had reported that action. And again, I think that was encouraging to me to know that our people are watching out for things like that.
Mr. Chairman, it is good to see the employees get involved. That's really important for us. We are a double secured facility, and we want to make sure our security systems inside as well as computer systems are all tight. And employees did their job. Very proud of them.
All right, this is the portion of the agenda set aside for commissioner reports. I would like to begin by handing our esteemed executive director a certificate of appreciation for 40 years of devoted service to the state of Utah, signed by Governor Gary Herbert and Lieutenant Governor Bell.
Well,
and
thank you.
I can tell you that I am confident nobody in the history of this agency has worked harder, or more effectively, and more efficiently for the taxpayer in the state of Utah than Barry Conover, and it's a privilege to work with him. And thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, and fellow commissioners, but I'm not one, to you for your fellow commissioners. It's a humbling experience to receive this, not only from the governor and lieutenant governor, but from you folks and from the employees. I enjoy coming to work every day, and my wife has given me a date in the future that if I don't retire before then, she takes my agency away from me. So I have thoroughly enjoyed and loved the opportunity of serving the citizens of the state of Utah, working with fine people that I've had the privilege to work with, commissioners and elected officials, our partners in the Attorney General's office. Go back to Mark Buschai, and he was just a strapping young man at that time, and look what he's grown up to become. But it has been a joy to work here and with the great people that I have to work with. So, Mr. Chairman, I thank you for this. I'm surprised and I'm overwhelmed. Thank you very much.
Well, it's well deserved. I've been married for 36 years. I still have a hard time getting a date with my wife. Any other reports from the commissioners? Commissioner Dixon, would you like to report on your training? Okay. I would like to figure out a way that the rest of us could benefit from that. Commissioner Pirro.
Yesterday, in a meeting with Commission Chairman Johnson, I accepted the assignment of supervisor of the economists. And shortly after accepting that, Matt Lund announced that he is leaving us and going to the Governor's Office of Management and Budget. Hopefully it's not because he had a suspicion that I'd be his boss. But we had those things happen yesterday. So we'll be trying to replace him. We've already started the process. He's going to plan on being gone in 2 weeks, but he will work occasionally as needed with us, but we'll pursue replacing him immediately.
Thank you. Commissioner Cragen?
I don't have anything, thanks.
All right, at this point, we are scheduled to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation. I think we'll have that discussion in a closed portion of the meeting, so we need a motion to go into closed session.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we convene in closed session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I just had a couple of questions about that before we proceed. I just would like to understand procedurally who is it that we're anticipating is going to be in that closed session? We have several attorneys in the audience, if I could be so clear. And so I'd just like to find out who is it that's going to be staying. Is there anything that we need to talk about at this point? Is this when we go into closed session, or are these attorneys staying? I'd just like to know.
I anticipate that our counsel will stay and that the counsel for the property tax division will stay.
Okay, so all the attorneys here from Salt Lake County will not be staying? Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to know, is there anything that they want to say prior to us going in, or are you just gonna wait till we come out and then we're gonna
I don't think we have anything to say at this point.
Okay. I don't know if we need to get on the record who that was, but
that's Mr. Kelly Wright.
Mr. Kelly Wright, yes.
Counsel for Salt Lake County. And he's here apparently only to keep us honest. All right, any further discussion to that motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. At this point, we'll terminate the recording and go into closed session. The closed session will be recorded, and we will reconvene at the end of the closed session, which should be probably, hopefully not too long. All right, we are back on the record. This is a continuation of the Utah State Tax Commission meeting of Wednesday, June 5th. We have been in closed session. We are now back in open session. I will ask Commissioner Cragen to make any report that he thinks is appropriate on the closed session and any motion that he believes is appropriate.
Thank you. The only item that will require action from the closed session is to consider approval of the stipulation and settlement agreement for the Third District Court case 130900629TX, which is Kennecott Utah Copper Corporation versus the Property Tax Division of the Tax Commission, the Tax Commission, and Salt Lake County. The commissioners discussed that settlement agreement, and I'm prepared to make a motion if there's no further discussion.
Any further discussion of that item?
I'd move that we approve the stipulation and settlement agreement as discussed in the closed session.
All in favor, say aye.
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 That motion is unanimous and will be approved.
Mr. Chairman, I probably should have included in the motion that we authorize the our counsel to affix his signature to any documents necessary to implement the settlement.
The record will reflect that as part of the motion without objection.
Thanks.
I understand that that the settlement agreement is confidential, and that statements regarding it need to be approved by all parties. But I do think I can say that I like to express my gratitude to everybody from the Property Tax Division, from the Attorney General's Office, from Salt Lake County, and also from the taxpayer who are not here, but these negotiated settlements, in my view, almost invariably are better results than would be obtained through litigation. They're better for the taxpayers. They're better for all of the taxpayers. I think the chances of getting a good resolution are increased, and I appreciate everybody's willingness to work together to get this resolved. Is there anything else to come before the commission at this point?
I'd move that we adjourn.
You ever say aye?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.